that could shut down buses and subways if a deal is not reached on a new contract this week. Thousands of members of the TWU voted yesterday to authorize their leaders to call a walkout if the union and the MTA can't agree on a new contract by midnight Thursday. Explosions at one of Britain's largest oil depots were felt today 25 miles away in London and beyond. 43 were among the injured in blasts that police are calling accidental. Officials are warning it could take days to extinguish those fires. Election Day in Iraq is just a few days from now, and as Iraqis prepare to elect a new parliament this week, the U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, says that even Sunnis will be participating. Meanwhile, the government in Baghdad took the first steps in securing that nation prior to the historic vote. Let's get more now from correspondent Charlie Daggett in the Iraqi capital.
The Iraqi government has announced new restrictions for the election, starting with curfews that begin tomorrow night at midnight. They include shutting down the country's borders, shutting down the airport. There's also a nighttime curfew that we've already got in place, but it will be extended.
The Daily News is reporting today that Jeanine Pirro may end her embattled quest to unseat Hillary Clinton in 2006 as early as tomorrow. Citing unnamed GOP insiders, a tabloid says Pirro may bow out of the race when Republican leaders meet in Albany tomorrow. And former Green Party member Steve Greenfield is formally announcing his candidacy for the 2006 Democratic nomination to the U.S. Senate tomorrow. The announcement will be made at Columbia University. Fellow Democrat and incumbent Hillary Clinton, of course, is running for re-election. Greenfield's an anti-Iraq war candidate, and he says the former First Lady has been too supportive of the war. And legendary comedian Richard Pryor has died. The TV, film, and stand-up star passed away at his home of a heart attack. He was 65. Tommy Morris, the talent coordinator at LA's The Comedy Store, said that Pryor's innovative raw humor helped launch him to the top of his profession, but it was his personality that kept him there.
He's a loving, giving person. Possibly, I think, the one fault that we've all been exposed to, a little self-destructive at a point, but never taking away what how he cared about other people.
WMR time now is 3:03. Traffic, sports, and weather next.
This is Rocky Mozell with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
At CompUSA, we get that entertainment centers don't just sit in living rooms, because now you can enjoy your DVDs, DVR, TV, MP3s, and games on a laptop with a 17-inch ultimate true bright display. It's the Toshiba Cosmio G25 with Intel Centrino mobile technology. Get yours for just under $2,500. Only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. Have a good through Sunday. We store the details.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. It seems that more and more vacuum buyers are complaining that made to last is a thing of the past. Well, call me old-fashioned, but my new Oric, the 8-pound Oric XL Squared Hotel Upright, is built to last so long, it'll still be picking up dust long after I'm pushing up daisies. Try it free for 30 days, then you decide. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Travelocity presents the roaming gnome, the Meltzer of travel myths. Our first myth, ski vacations are just too expensive.
Pish posh. Travelocity has tons of hot deals on ski trips.
Myth two, be careful. Anyone who shouts can cause an avalanche.
What? That's flubber-gubber! Flubber-gubber!
Save $100 instantly when you book a ski vacation now with your MasterCard card. Restrictions apply. Travelocity.com/ski sale for details. Travelocity. You'll never run alone.
305 at WOR, checking the traffic, Holland Tunnel inbound. It is 5 to the turnpike, 10 from 1 to 9, outbound 15, inbound Lincoln 20, outbound's good. 17 eastbound, accident blocking the right lane at exit 21, eastbound LIE, watch out for an accident at Glen Cove Road. Sports NFL, Jets lead Oakland 9-3 in the third, Giants in Philadelphia get underway about an hour from now. On the ice, Devils in Columbus, at 5 p.m. WOR weather tonight, cloudy skies, scattered flurries, cold temperatures, low 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered flurries in the afternoon with a high of 35. It'll be cloudy and cold tomorrow night, low 22. For Tuesday, mostly sunny and cold with a high of 28 degrees. Currently cloudy, winds out of the west at 9, gusting to 20. Temperature now 37 at WOR. Next news at 4 with Mara Rubin. Bulletins at 1. Stay tuned now for more of the Wilner Window. I'm Karen McHugh, WOR News.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemist, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm covering for Arnie, who's off this weekend. With me in the studio is Don Goldberg, along with our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell. And Don, that was a very interesting discussion. I think we could have easily spent another hour talking to Max and certainly allowing our audience a chance to talk to Max, because I think there's a lot of questions and maybe it's a lot of misinformation about minerals and confusion. And I think one thing we need to clarify for our audience is Albion Labs is a manufacturer and supplier of chelated minerals to the companies we see in retail stores, like Solgar, Country Life, and Carlson Labs. As a matter of fact, I always have a bottle of Carlson Labs chelated and magnesium glycinate in the house. And I tell you, it really is a very effective product. I personally take it whenever there's any kind of even insomnia seems to help me relax. That's sort of a minor use for magnesium. There's much more important uses for it, but it seems to be a very effective product. So don't look for Albion Minerals. You look for products with Albion Minerals made by some of the major companies. I just said Solgar, Country Life, Carlson, maybe some others. And if you're confused and you're at one of our stores at Wellness, just ask one of these salespeople. We'll be happy to show you. And the other thing is, there's a lot of talk about minerals, and hopefully we didn't get people confused, but it seemed pretty interesting, though, that Max pointed out that the Albion minerals, number one, they don't seem to have any side effects. That's one advantage. They're true minerals in that they're fully reacted and very well transported through the gut and into the cell. Also, and the fact that they don't compete with one another or interact with one another was a very interesting, enlightening point that Max had made.
Well, they don't interact. If you put them like in a mixture, in a liquid or something like that, they're not going to interact like the ionized minerals would, okay? You still have to be concerned about the interactions physiologically, okay? So, it's not, they're not, of course, you can't just take them without any concern as to what you're doing, but they are a big step closer to being not something you have to be that concerned about.
Okay.
All right. Well, look, you want me to, I promised we would answer Peter's question. I had another thing to say. You want to kind of cover that first, and then we'll start taking calls?
Let's do it. And let me first give you this telephone number. It's 1-800-321-0710. If you want to ask us a question, go ahead, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Okay.
And before I do it, I'm going to say something about one of the commercials that we heard, and also I'll alert Dr. Podell, because I think I'm going to have Dr. Podell chime in on this question. I know you spent some time studying BIM, which is kind of a related thing. So anyway, I will answer it first, and then I'll turn the microphone over to him. Before I do, I was listening to the commercials in between the hour, and we're back to hearing these ads for naming a star. And I can just picture, I don't know if you guys listen or watch Star Trek. I'm a big Star Trek fan. You know, I can just picture Captain Picard on the bridge of the Enterprise. You know, they're finishing up their mission. He turns at the Data and says, "Okay, Data, set a course to Mildred Schwartz from Bushwick. You know, warp 9." Anyway.
That wouldn't quite work, would it?
Yeah, somehow it just doesn't quite have the same ring to it. But hey, look, you know, if enough people buy the names of these stars, I guess that's just what's going to have to happen. You know, I get a ticket onto the first spaceship to Harriet Schwarzkopf. You know, who knows? Okay, indole-3-carbinol. Indole-3-carbinol is a substance found in cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cabbage, things of that sort. The general thinking is that these substances, they're sulfur-containing substances, do have a cancer-protective action. And there have been a number of studies of various types that support that feeling. And you have many, of course, you have the recommendation that we should eat more broccoli, eat more cabbage, which I think makes sense. I personally try to do that. We also have supplements now, more and more supplements. We have standardized supplements, the standardized broccoli. I think we used to run ads for a Jarrow's Brocco Max or something.
I think I was still currently right.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, you know, and I think, especially for those out there who don't like broccoli or who don't like cabbage, I think it makes a good sense. What Peter was talking about is the question that in some animal studies, while many studies showed a protective action, there were a few studies that seemed to show the opposite. So a little flag of caution was raised. And to the best of my knowledge, that flag of caution is still raised. You can always find, as many of you know from listening over the years, you can always find the odd study or the odd situation that seems to run counter to what most studies show. And that may be what this is. What I did is, during the break, I went to our website, Wilner.com, and as I've told you many times, we're big fans of Health Notes. Health Notes is a reference, a source of reference material that we have linked to on our website. If you go to the Wilner homepage, toward the bottom in the middle, you'll see a link to Health Notes. So I clicked on the link to Health Notes, looked up indole-3-carbinol, and they still have a word of caution there, too. And let me tell you what it says. I'm reading from the website. However, while most animal studies report protective effects, a few indicate that indole-3-carbinol may actually promote cancer formation in certain situations, depending upon the chemical initiator of cancer, method of exposure, and species of animal studies. Until there is further research and more human clinical data to determine if indole-3-carbinol actually inhibits rather than stimulates cancer formation, some researchers have recommended proceeding with caution when using isolated indole-3-carbinol as a dietary supplement. So basically, that's the extent of the caution, and Health Notes is still listing that in their monograph, so I have to assume that it still belongs there. You'll notice that they're talking about animal studies. You'll notice that they're talking about isolated indole-3-carbinol, not broccoli extract, for example, not eating broccoli, not eating cabbage, and so forth. So I think the best we can say is that the heaviest, most research indicates that this is probably are protective, probably helpful, and most researchers and nutritionists feel that it is something that you should be taking, especially if you're at risk to those kinds of cancer, cervical cancer, breast cancer, things of that sort. And that's our position. Now, Dr. Podell, where does DIN fit into this, and what is, you know, have you any newer thoughts about it?
There really haven't been a lot of new thoughts. I think you summarized it well. Let me super summarize it to say that estrogen, I have to give a little background. Estrogen, when metabolized, converts into various forms. There's a 2-hydroxy form, a 4-hydroxy form, a 16-hydroxy form. There was data, not just in animals, but in humans, suggesting that women with breast cancer, I think, had more of the 16-hydroxy form and less of the 2-hydroxy form. It turns out that broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, and so on can push the metabolism so that you get more of the 2-hydroxy form, which was thought to be the good form. And since we know already that lots of broccoli-type foods have, in it, when they are in the diet, those people had to have less cancer, it was postulated that this may, in fact, by changing estrogen metabolism, be a way to prevent breast cancer in particular. The bottom line is they haven't really done a whole lot of work since then. So it's really a speculation with some favorable data and some animal studies that don't seem to show it. And it's still really kind of up in the air. But I still keep coming back to the idea that we know that foods like broccoli do have anti-cancer effects. And that's the only really hard data we can hang our hat on right now.
Well, thanks, guys. I think that was very informative. And Peter, if you're listening, hope that answered your question. Don, I'm going to stop now and take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment. The number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us, give us a call. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Fidel.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life develops a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
As Don and Dr. Richard Podell were just talking about cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, they've been associated with antioxidant cellular protection, and diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. Well, a new product from Jarrow Formulas, BroccoMax, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane, a highly reactive antioxidant. In extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer what's called phase 2 detoxifying enzymes and a protector of DNA. Now, each BroccoMax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is a 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So get the powerful protection of broccoli by taking one capsule of Jarrell's BroccoMax daily. BroccoMax from Jarrell Formulas is available from Wilmer Chemist. Discount price, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, everybody, we're back for another segment of the Wilner Window, and I'm here with Don Goldberg, and, well, I'm also here with Dr. Richard Podell, and unfortunately we didn't get to hear much of Dr. Podell in the first hour, but it was because we had a guest talking about minerals, but in that last segment, you'll notice he was a very knowledgeable fellow, and I want to point out there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional medicine as well as alternative medicine, someone able to combine the best of both worlds, often solving problems that using one or the other cannot do alone. Someone like our co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, who's now going to tell you about his practice and how you can reach him. Dr. Podell?
The quotation is ringing my mind, "They also serve who only stand and wait." So we had a very interesting and entertaining guest, and so now it's my turn. We practice medicine. We are what's called an integrated medicine practice. We try to put together the best of standard medical diagnosis and therapy with appropriate usage of alternative medicines, and that is nutrition, that's herbs, that's mind-body techniques, and a whole host of other magics, as it were, where we find, in our opinion, that you are more likely to heal a complicated illness if you pay a holistic attention to the body's natural healing systems as well as do whatever the standard therapy is. And so we look at sleep, and we look at stress, and we look at liver detoxification, we look at digestion, we look at the intermediate biochemical metabolic metabolism, and we find that from ranging from all the way to simple depression to complicated chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, to arthritis, to irritable bowel, to migraine headache, all those conditions we think do better with an integrative approach that looks at both the standard and the holistic than from just one alone. So those who are interested in that kind of approach, we are in New Jersey. We're in Springfield, New Jersey and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. Or look us up on the web. It's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. And let's get right to the phones. We're talking to Barbara from Long Beach Island. Barbara, what's your question today?
I'm taking calcium citrate with vitamin D that I bought in the drugstore. However, when I got home and I looked at the label closely, I saw that about the fourth ingredient after the calcium was talc. And I remember in the, I guess it was the late 70s or early 80s, when talc was a big no-no. They stopped putting them in surgeon's gloves. They found talc in the women's uteruses on autopsy. And why would a pharmaceutical company put it in there for you to ingest?
I think Don would be...
I'm glad you asked that. People ask all the time, what's the difference? You know, why can't I buy my vitamin supplement from the discount, the drugstore, or the Kmart, or the whatever, you know, the place? And what's the difference between a quote-unquote drugstore vitamin and a health food store vitamin? And we've gone over this in detail at various times. You're bringing out one of the differences. One of the differences is that the kinds of products that we recommend and the kinds of products that you'll find in most health food stores, consider it important that we don't put things like talc, artificial colors, coal tar derivatives, sugar, lactose, things of that sort. We feel as long as we can find some alternative that does not have a problem or has benefits, that it is preferable to avoid products like that.
But my question is, shall I be worried about it? Okay.
Now,
what does talc do in taking?
I'm not sure that you need to throw the product away. The small amount of talc that you're going to get in that one bottle of product is probably not going to cause a problem. If you happen to frequent the store that you bought it from, and it's not too inconvenient, then you could indeed take it back and say, look, you know, a talc is not something that I want to be ingesting in my products. I would like to return this. If it's a lot of trouble, I don't know that I would, you know, I don't think it's going to kill you, okay? I'm not the one bottle the one time. Why is it there? It's used as an excipient. It might be used to help as a flow agent to kind of help punch the tablets out of the dye or keep the capsules from sticking together. Mm-hmm. It's a foolish, why anybody, it really is a stupid thing to do. You know, but again, are you gonna suffer some kind of serious health problems from one bottle with a little teeny bit of talc? Probably not.
So does Dr. Podell have a response to what this actually does, and if it is a health hazard?
No, I've never researched talc.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, Barbara, you do have a choice, and I think that's what Don was talking about when he began talking to you, that you have choices. There are vitamin companies that choose not to put those types of additives in their products, and, you know, if you are concerned, well, you do have a choice. And the thing is, as you've heard from the first hour, I mean, some of the vitamin companies some of the vitamin companies we carry at Wilner Chemist, they're very much on top of what are the best forms of minerals to take. You know, check out a vitamin store or take a look at some of the products that are available without talc and some of these other additives.
To answer Barbara's specific question, I believe, if I recall correctly, the main concern as to what does it do, the main concern was if you inhale it and get it into your lungs, I believe, it can cause problems with your lungs.
Yeah.
That's my
recollection. Actually, talc is used as a very effective medical treatment, but it's kind of scary because it's used to create scar tissue in and around the lung. When you want to close off that area and prevent fluid from accumulating, it's used because it's harsh, it's abrasive, it causes scarring. But that's much huger amounts than we're talking about in these nutrients.
Okay, thanks. Okay, it's time for a quick break, including a traffic update. This is Sam Forbes along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be right back.
Medical scientists worldwide are recommending that children eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish that are abundant in important omega-3 oils. Because they're crucial for brain and vision development, children especially need the omega-3 oils provided by Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil. Substantial levels of omega-3 oils from fish support healthy learning. Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil supplies abundant omega-3 oils in each 1/2 teaspoon serving. Kids enjoy its mild lemon flavor. It can also be added to juice. You can give your children Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil with confidence because Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil is tested for potency, purity, and freshness by an independent FDA-registered laboratory and found to be fresh, potent, and free of detectable levels of over 30 contaminants. Ask for Carlson for Kids Cod Liver Oil in your favorite natural food store today.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to the Wilner Window. Now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Bill Gordon.
At eastbound Southern State Parkway, on the brakes. At exit 21 Nassau Road, right lane still blocked with a crash still being cleared, eastbound side of the LIE. Earlier accidents cleared at Glen Clove Road, exit 39. Those delays are easing out. At the Tappan Zee Bridge, Rockland-bound traffic is eased out. An earlier disabled vehicle cleared from the superstructure. In New Jersey, no major delays on the New Jersey Turnpike or the Garden State Parkway to speak of. New York State Thruway also moving fine in both directions. No reported problems on the Connecticut Turnpike or the Merritt Parkway. Staten Island Bridge crossings also looking good. Gothel's Outer Bridge, Bayonne Bridge, they're all in good shape. Now, this report is brought to you by Comtrex. Comtrex Deep Chest Cold has an ingredient specifically designed to break up stubborn chest congestion and relieve sore throats and coughing. Comtrex knocks out every kind of cold symptom. I'm Bill Gordon with the WOR Traffic Report.
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. For the past 15 years, I have been conducting clinical case studies to treat common diseases and cancer without the use of drugs and its effects. My clinical experience has shown me that there is a link between the level of toxicity and the body's channels of elimination and disease. For example, some of these are fatigue, migraines, depression, cardiovascular disease, infections, and even cancer. I formulated a natural solution called Liver Clean. Liver Clean is clinically formulated as a daily internal cleansing to optimize your health and well-being by removing impurities from the body's channels of elimination, such as bloodstream, liver, kidneys, lungs, and skin. I make Liver Clean a part of my day every day. Join the thousands of other people that do too.
Start a clean and healthy new day with Liver Clean today. Pida gratis el nuevo catálogo en español.
Are you taking a mineral supplement? Are you sure that the product you're taking is delivering all the nutritional value that you're paying for? If the supplement that you're taking contains Albion Advanced Nutrition's chelated minerals, you don't have to ask that question. Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates have 50 years of dedicated research and over 100 patents aimed at making your mineral nutrition and health better. No other form of mineral and supplements can match the benefits found in Albion Advanced Nutrition's mineral amino acid chelates. Better absorption, easy on the system, better for your health. Make sure that your dietary mineral supplement states that its minerals are from Albion Advanced Nutrition, minerals that will improve the quality of your life. For a free brochure, call 1-800-222-0733 or visit the website www.albion-an.com for more information and a listing of companies that use Albion mineral amino acid chelates in their formulas. That's www.albion-an.com.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get back to the phones, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. Cranberry juice and cranberry extracts are now well known as effective remedies for urinary tract infections. Recent research indicates that they may also be helpful against common infections caused by gastrointestinal viruses, including rotavirus. This research was conducted at St. Francis College in Brooklyn, New York. In test tube studies, adding cranberry juice prevented intestinal viruses from attaching themselves to red blood cells or infecting gastrointestinal cells. It is thought that the flavonoids in cranberry are responsible for this anti-infective effect. This indicates that cranberry extracts concentrated for these compounds may yield even better results than cranberry juice.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Wellvedex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Rich Podell. Before we get to the phones, here's a quick update on what's now on sale at Wilner Chemists. We have American Health and Home Health on sale at 30% off the price. We also have Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, Alveda Teas, and Health from the Sun on sale at 25% off. And selected items from Natural Factors, Natural, and Doctor's Best are on sale at 35 to 50% off. If you already don't have a copy of our 224-page fall edition of the Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data. You should ask for it. Just call us at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. The number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner2ls.com. The website gives a full list of all sale items as well.
This is Don Goldberg. I'm going to make a comment about Dr. Podell, but to do so, I have to make a comment about Wilner Chemists. Why do we do this radio show? You know, this program is brought to you, these 2 hours, it's brought to you by Wilner Chemists. Why do we do it? We hope that by listening to the way that we answer your questions and the things that we say, that we generate a certain amount of trust that you become convinced that the kind of guidance and the kind of information that we give you when you come into our stores is information that you can trust, that we're not just trying to promote or push whatever the latest fad money-making marketing thing might be. So hopefully that's the kind of message that comes across, which means that if we do recommend something, that you can feel it's not done lightly. And after listening to Dr. Podell's little explanation of what he does a little while ago, I just thought it would be appropriate, having said this, that when people call up and talk to me at the store and ask for advice or guidance, and it's necessary or I feel it's necessary that they see a physician, I recommend that they see Dr. Richard Podell.
Thank you.
And hopefully that I've made my point. Anyway, so where are we? We have two stores. Wilner Chemist has two stores in Manhattan. One store is in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal. By the way, there was an interesting show about Grand Central Terminal on National Geographic Channel. If you have a chance, I don't know if this is a new program or not, but I just happened to see it last week. It's on cable, on cable TV, giving the history of Grand Central Terminal. Very interesting, and made me very proud to be located one block away from Grand Central Terminal. Then we have a store downtown, which is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, near City Hall. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Well, I'm very proud to be near City Hall, which hopefully National Geographic will do some sort of...
That'll be their next show, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right. Unless they name it after, unless they name a star, never mind.
Okay, we'll finish that thought later, but let's get right back to the phones. Okay, Steve, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you, Steve? And thanks for waiting.
No problem. Good afternoon. I called specifically about a problem I have with my knees, and I wanted to ask you about glucosamine and boswellia. But before I do, may I first ask do something in regards to the first part of your show, which was with the mineral. Okay, I am extremely confused. My main point is this, and maybe if I could get a direct answer. If I have been taking higher dosages of my minerals all separately because of certain conditions I have and things that I've read in these nutritional, medical books in some of the health food stores, they're well-known books,
right.
Because of my particular conditions, they said to take higher dosages of certain minerals and vitamins, and if I've been taking them separately, and if these minerals are not these albumin chelated minerals, am I either not getting them absorbed properly, or am I also possibly even doing damage to myself?
Well, it's unlikely that you're doing damage. Of course, there may be some specific situations with it, maybe Donna or Dr. Vidal. But let me finish. We sell a lot of minerals at Wilner's. They're not all albumin chelated minerals. Some are adequate. Some are okay, like the carbonates that Don mentioned earlier or the oxides that Max mentioned were insoluble, but there are levels of absorbability, which I would say chelated minerals are on the top, but there are some that are almost as good. Don?
Yeah, I think, Steve, if you're taking high dosages of a lot of minerals individually, I think the concern is not so much if you're doing harm because of the high dosages or if you're getting it all absorbed. The concern is just, are you taking them in the proper balance, in the proper ratios? The higher the dosages, if you were taking something out of balance, you might be magnifying the imbalance. I would suggest that you stop by one of the two stores, bring in what you're doing, what you're taking, and talk to Sam, talk to me, talk to Arnie, talk to Larry. We got all kinds of very knowledgeable people, and just have us take a look at and make sure that you're not, without realizing it, creating an imbalance. That's, I think, what you need to worry about.
Okay. Can I ask now the question about the glucosamine and boswellia?
Sure.
Okay. Ever since I was very young, I've had problems with my knees. They've always creaked. They've always cracked. I have to kind of you know, throw the leg out and crack them because they kind of grab sometimes in the hot, humid weather. Sometimes it gets so bad that they actually get a little painful. They grab and crack all the time. Other times they seem to be fine. And sometimes when I run, I'm fine. Other times I run, they feel like I actually don't even have any cushioning at all. I'm taking all kinds of things. I'm taking fish oil, and I'm taking anti-inflammatories, MSM, all that. But I've never tried glucosamine, chondroitin, or this thing called boswellia. What I want to know is, are those three things, glucosamine, chondroitin, and boswellia, are they only for people who have arthritis, which I know I don't have, or could they possibly be beneficial to this creaking, cracking in my knees?
Well, I mean, one of the first things we would recommend with anyone with any kind of joint problem, after, of course, they've been fully evaluated by a specialist, because, you know, when you first started talking, describing your situation, I looked over at Dr. Bedell and said, this sounds like a medical, we need a medical person to ask you some questions, because if this has been going on all your life, there must have been some sort of evaluation that's done. But let's assume, we'll get to that, but of course, glucosamine is one of the first things you would want to take for any kind of joint problems. There are many other things you could take, but glucosamine would be on the top of my list, that's for sure.
Yeah, glucosamine, chondroitin, and I would, as a matter of fact, you know, we just mentioned a product from Doctor's Best on sale here at Price, a combination of glucosamine,
right,
chondroitin with MSM.
Yep.
These are, yes, many people with some arthritis are, you know, very happy with the results, but this is not limited to that,
right,
cause of the problem. Any kind of joint discomfort, joint pain, a deterioration of the joints, a connective tissue, cartilage,
mm-hmm,
sports injuries, all of those things can respond to glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. And it can be something that you can take almost regardless of whether or not you've seen the doctor. I don't normally,
right,
say that, but,
right,
you know, we're talking about something where the potential for any harm is so small that I don't think it would hurt for you to start taking that before you see the doctor and so forth. Again, like Sam says, I'm assuming that you've already had some medical evaluations on this. Are you overweight, by the way?
No. And I've always seen chiropractors. I've seen doctors all my life. They've,
yeah,
never really had,
okay,
this problem.
I would strongly suggest that you glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM is something that you should experiment with. Give it a try for 2 or 3 months, fairly high dosage in your case, and see if that works. Boswellin is in a slightly a different category. It's more of something to reduce the inflammation that you're having. It's an antioxidant. It might be helpful also. I don't know. That, you know, again, in your case, it may or may not be quite as appropriate as the glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM.
What is considered a high dosage of the glucosamine and the chondroitin, and are all glucosamine sulfates the same?
Well, they aren't all the same unless you make sure that you're using high quality products. There are different forms of glucosamine, and I wouldn't really worry about that if I was you. I would go with any one of the reputable products. Like I mentioned, we happen to have one that we're featuring on sale right now at a very attractive price. I think I don't remember what.
It's 4 days,
Doug. Yeah, is 4 days the regular dose, Sam?
It's the regular dose.
Okay,
Steve,
so
could take more if
you
want.
So Steve could take 2 or 3 times a day, probably, in my opinion, and not even have to blink an eye at it.
Yeah, why don't you give that a try, Steve? I'm sure you get some good results with that. And get it checked out. I mean, you didn't mention whether you saw a specialist or not, but if you haven't, you may want to, you know, look into that. There's so many possible causes to inflammation, you know, the joints, including autoimmune problems like osteoarthritis. So get it checked out, and good luck. Okay, let's see. Oh, I looked up at the clock, and it's time for a short break. We'll get right back to your phone calls, though. Don't worry. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, nutrition, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. And this is Sam Forbes,
Don Goldberg,
and Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray.
there's a major epidemic occurring in children living in the United States. According to the U.S. Surgeon General, 1 in 10 American children currently suffers with a psychiatric illness, and over 6 million children are on psychoactive drugs like Ritalin. To support proper brain function, Natural Factors Nutritional Products has created Learning Factors Smoothie Mix, a high-protein, hypoallergenic formula composed of more than 35 brain-critical nutrients. Learning Factors makes a delicious wildberry-flavored smoothie drink that will provide intensive nutritional support to your child. Utilizing the latest research in nutritional support for human brain function, Learning Factors helps your child stay mentally sharp throughout the day. And with Natural Factors, purity and potency are always guaranteed.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of the new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excess of DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10-mil dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists. The makers of ProPax with NT Factor and Healthy Aging with NT Factor have asked us to do an educational minute to explain why the product really is unique, why it really works. First, what exactly does Healthy Aging with NT Factor do? Well, NT Factor reduces and eliminates fatigue. NT Factor protects against genetic damage. NT Factor protects against age-related loss of hearing and nerve function. NT Factor repairs oxidative damage to cell and mitochondrial membranes. And NT Factor optimizes membrane potential and mitochondrial function. Well, these are claims, but here is what is different. These claims are actually supported by research on animals and humans, research that actually used NT Factor in the studies. This is special, and NT Factor is special. Among the ingredients of NT Factor is a modified phospholipid extract, for example, which closely matches the phospholipid profile of the human cell membrane. Why not use the product that is unique and actually shown to work? At Wilner Chemists, we carry both ProPax with NT Factor, the complete nutritional supplement pack, or high-potency NT Factor alone under the name Healthy Aging for those who want to add it to their current supplement program. Ask for Healthy Aging with NT Factor at Wilner Chemists. Go with what works.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get right back to the...
Sam?
Yes,
before you do, ask the caller to hold a second. We just ran a commercial on ProPax with NT Factors, Healthy Aging. I just wanted to let everybody know that next week we are going to have as our guest, maybe even two guests, we're going to have John Casey from NT Factors to tell us about the product and some of the research that has been recently completed on the product. And a cardiologist, we're still trying to make the final arrangements, a cardiologist who was involved with some of the research on NT Factor also in the studio. So if you want to find out about ProPax, NT Factor, Healthy Aging, be sure you tune in next week.
Thanks, Don. Okay, let's go right to the phones. Evelyn, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Evelyn? Are you there?
Yes, I listened to your speaker. You just had on about minerals, but he never mentioned potassium. Isn't potassium a mineral?
Well, he didn't mention lots of minerals.
I know, but that seems to be a good one for heart, isn't it?
Potassium is very important.
but potassium is one of those minerals that you have to be especially careful with, because too much or too little can have very, very profound effects on your health. So generally speaking, we're limited in the amount of potassium that you will find in supplements. If you need more than the 99 milligrams, which is typically the limit allowed in supplements, you have to get it through a prescription from your doctor.
I know, but I just came from a heart operation and staying in a nursing home, and they gave me the potassium, which had 10, was it milligrams?
A milliequivalence, perhaps. You see, that's the other thing. You got to be careful here. I'm telling you, potassium is not something that you want to fool with. Potassium is usually not measured in milligrams except in supplements. It's a milliequivalence. It's a whole different thing.
Well, what I wanted to tell you, this pill that they gave me at the hospital and I used in the nursing home was a hard-coated pill. And I just discovered that I'm passing them. And they're not, evidently I'm not absorbing anything.
Well, yeah, potassium is available in liquid, and as a matter of fact, I was involved, one of the first companies I worked for when I got out of college was Ingram Pharmaceutical, no longer there anymore. They've been bought up 3 or 4 times. But they developed a potassium supplement called Kato powder, K-A-T-O. It was in a tomato, it was in a powdered tomato juice base. And this was a popular product because it's difficult to mask the flavor of a potassium supplement, obviously the saltiness. So one of the products I was involved with many, many, many years ago was, in fact, a potassium supplement in a powdered tomato base. Now, I'm not even sure if it's still in the market, but you should call your doctor's office and tell them that, you know, what you've discovered, and they may want to give you a different form of potassium. But if this was something that was given to you by your doctor, you need to tell your doctor about it.
Okay, Evelyn.
But I want to tell you what he gave me, H-Y-Z-A-A-R. Hazar, 125.
Hazar sounds like a pork supplement.
Now, Hazar is one of the medicines that if you take potassium with it, it'll raise your potassium level, I believe. So that's one that you probably wouldn't want to mix with potassium. Or at least if you did, it has to be under the doctor's monitoring.
Okay. So again, it's a bottom line. The more we're talking, the more it sounds that it's very important that you communicate with your doctor's office. Okay? Will you take my advice?
I certainly will.
Thank you. Very important. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Evelyn. Okay, let's talk to Shifra. How can we help you today?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I'm Shifra. I think the culinary arts. I had problems with my nails for a very long time.
What kind of problem?
Not on my toenails. My toenails grow very, you know, long and thick and, mm-hmm. Fine. But on my fingernails, the problems are that they split. They peel off. I can't seem to grow nails. I did manage a couple of months ago in the summertime to grow some nails, and they promptly I lost them, you know, through the spreading and peeling. Now, I do wear gloves all the time. I'm taking 1,000 milligrams of biotin daily. I was wondering whether or not you, some people have suggested silica. And I've looked it up, you know, on the internet and so on. There is some association with silica with Alzheimer's. And I was, you know, I don't know whether it's, mm-hmm. you know, there's been proof of that, I mean, but there's some association.
Silica is sort of like the chromium. There are forms that are toxic and not utilized as supplements, and there are other forms of the mineral that are appropriate for supplements. That may be what you're getting confused with. We recommend a product called BioSil. It's a highly concentrated liquid, orthosilicic acid. A lot of research continuously coming out on it. And if you want just a straight silica supplement, that's the one that we recommend. And it's not going to give you Alzheimer's.
Okay.
I concur. I think the BioCell is an excellent product. However, the way you're describing it, Shifra, your nails falling off, it sounds like you also may have some sort of nail fungus or some kind of infection.
Yes, but it's this is in both hands, so I don't
And you wear gloves, which also can...
Right. My hands are a lot in water, but I wear rubber gloves. So
you may want to see a dermatologist also. I mean, what do you think, Dr. Goodell? I mean, does that sound...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, some people
could be the problem.
That could be the problem. You're encouraging the growth, perhaps, of bacteria or fungi, and you're getting like a yeast or a fungal infection in your nail and destroying the nail bed. So you'll have to find out a little bit more about that. You could start with taking the BioCell silica, but maybe take the gloves off, as it were. Okay. Thanks for the call, Shifra. Let's get Sally's question real quick. Sally, you're live on the Wilma Window. How can we help you today?
I'd like to know whether liver is healthy for you, if we were told when we were children.
Well, liver. You know, when I studied nutrition, I mean, when you look at nutrition books and lists of top foods of terms of, you know, they always tell you what foods have the most of B vitamins, B12, B6, iron, so forth and so on. It's almost like the liver and dairy seem to have the highest amount of a lot of everything. So I guess liver is a relatively healthy food, but there may be some exceptions.
The reason I ask is that liver, I presume, is what cleanses your body of what you don't want.
Right, but the liver does have to get rid of it also.
Exactly.
Right. It doesn't store toxins. It processes them.
It processes them.
Right.
So if you eat liver from a chicken or beef liver, it's already cleansed?
I would assume so. I mean, what do you think, Tom?
Okay. One of the advantages of liver as an extract, and the reason it used to be one of the primary staples of a health food store or whatever, is because it is rich in things like B12 and folic acid, iron, things of that sort. Okay, so it is a rich source of nutrients. On the other hand, it is also, by function of being an organ that if it filters out toxins, it's a potential source of those toxins also. So you don't want to eat too much of it. It's like cod liver oil. It's got a lot of great stuff, but you shouldn't take too much of it. And it's also, it's a meat product, and, you know, with the potential for any kind of concerns about glandular extracts, some people are kind of backing off of the liver. But it's so basically, think of it as something to take only in moderation, a desiccated liver, a rich source of B12, iron, folic acid, things of that sort.
I don't see any reason why, if you enjoy a piece of liver, getting organic liver.
Absolutely.
That probably would be a good idea, Sally. So have some liver, but make sure it's an organic source. That looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it as well and found it informative. You're invited to visit us at either one of our chemist stores in Midtown 100 Park Avenue, that's a block south of Grand Central, and the downtown store at 253 Broadway, which is right across from City Hall. We want to thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week. Good afternoon, everybody, and have a good week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed. Now, the latest news and information from the station you trust and rely on. 710 WOR, New York's first AMHD radio station. Streaming online at WOR710.com.
WOR News at 4 o'clock. It's Sunday, December 11th. Good afternoon. I'm Mara Rubin. It's 37 degrees and cloudy right now downtown. Tonight, the forecast calls for some flurries and a low of 30 degrees. Four people were shot and two were dead in Queens today. The gunfire erupted around 3 a.m. on Beach 40th Street in Edgemere. A man and a woman, both 23, were killed. The two surviving victims, ages